It's all about the bass. It's all about the bass. It's all about the bass. It's all about the beat. It's all about the funk. It's all about the love. It's all about the bass. It's all about the bass. It's all about the bass. It's all about the beat. It's all about the funk. It's all about the beats. It's all about the funk. It's all about the love. It's all about the bass. It's all about the beats. It's all about the funk. It's all about the love. It's all about the bass. The beats. The funk. The love. It's all about the bass.
Killer, banger. What did I used to say all the time? Killer track? Is that what it... Wow, I can't even remember the catchphrase of the show. That's sad. But that's where my head is at. I'm really tired today. We've got two more that I want to play. One is Shinagawa, the Nushi remix. This is from the So-So Spins Tokyo album. I played this last season of the show. An album where this like beatboxer DJ producer guy just went on the subway station in Japan and rode to every station and made a track at every stop of the station that tried to encapsulate a little bit of what that area is about or what that station might look like or what just was happening at the station at the time. So like at one of them, there's a school nearby and they had like a bunch of kids taking the subway. And so you hear them doing like a cheer in the background of his song or something. It's a very cool like mix of ambient sound and like really like creative electronic production, because you're kind of forced to funnel whatever the sounds were around you into something, into a track. Very, very fun album all around. And then just recently, there was a remix album called So-So Respins Tokyo, with remixes from Rexy Dexy, Teddy Lloyd, Tennyson, Nishi, and more, as well as a VIP from So-So himself. But I want to play the Nushi remix, mostly because I really, really like Nushi. I think was one of the first people that really got me into the kind of like future rhythm sounds and like these really crystalline, crystalline synths. And this one feels a little bit more almost like Imanu core towards the second part, but a very, very crazy, crazy second drop that kind of comes out of nowhere. So this is going to be a little bit of whiplash too, because the last song that I want to play is like really smooth and kind of like groovy and like chill and maybe even melancholic. This next one is like really kind of loud and boisterous and none of that. So sorry for the quick 180 here, but we Dua Lipa here. Is Dua Lipa the one who says I did a 180? I have no idea. Oh well. I know Emmy does in Rabbit Hole. We Emmy here. Okay, here's Shinagawa Nushi remix. Thank you. All right, and just as a quick reminder, this is Button Pushers, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we're all just going to imagine that I said that about 3.5 minutes ago. I do have a couple more songs I feel like I can play, and I'm still here, and I'm still kicking, and we might play all kinds of stuff. Who knows? We'll let my friend choose something, too, if she wants. He's like, no, okay. I want to play one of the new Eyes Cut Deeper remixes as well. Subtronics and Inez dropped like 8 community remixes. They kind of opened up a competition, I feel like, for a bunch of people to submit remixes of this song, and some of them got released, I guess. And one of them, and this is the most listened to one so far, this EP dropped like just 2 days ago or 3 days ago, I think. Yeah, June 1st. But I remember Subtronics, who was on Twitch for like the first time in 5 years as well. I think he might start streaming production stuff soon, which would be awesome. Or streaming again, I should say. Really went off on how like impressive this mix was, and how there's a lot kind of happening in the background, or like in the like, I don't know. There's a lot of like not microtonal, but not necessarily like ear candy, but just like. A lot of this song that kind of seems like it's very perhaps simple, but like a very intricate production process, I suppose. And especially he wanted to applaud the transition from the kind of dubstep style 140 drop into a more four to the floor drop, which is in the original track as well, I believe. But this one captures it super well, and I feel like this does a really good job of making this song song with a G like more tame, but still very, very driven. It's very cool, very, very bouncy, and like lots of interesting harmonics on this like blip, or like almost like water drop sound that kind of takes up a lot of this of the backbeat, I would say. So this is the Eyes Cut Deeper Verx remix. We might just keep going for a little bit, and then at the end we'll finish with a more chill kind of camo song that I've been looping lately.
Silence. I break the walls and end all denial. They know when she feels the rhythm. They know what they're about to witness. I know when my eyes cut deeper. My eyes cut deeper. My eyes cut deeper. They know when she feels the rhythm. They know. Blood rising higher.
Really great remix there. I like that one a lot. I don't know. It's very, like, I feel like the original song is very, you know, it's Subtronics. It's super, super bombastic. I said that word a lot, like, 2 weeks ago for some reason. It was, like, my vocal stim. Bombastic was my not, like, vocal stim, but for some reason I just kept, like, referring to that word whenever I wanted it to be, like, over the top. That is what it means, I suppose. But, like, I don't know. I couldn't stop saying it, which was really weird. But anyway, next song that I want to play, a request, and a good one at that, is Pure Love by Magna Carta. I still need to catch Magna Carta live. Last time they were in town, I forget what the heck I was doing, but I was busy, unfortunately. Sad. Yeah, I was sleeping, probably. Let's be real. Let me make sure I'm getting the right one and not the, like, music video. Okay, perfect. This is Pure Love by Magna Carta. And Magna Carta's besties with Nina Jirachi, by the way, and they're, like, always, they call each other, like, sisters or something. I don't know. They're really cute about it. So we support our girl EDM artists here. And here is Pure Love. Know where the headset is, so I'm like, oh, it fell down. Okay, thank you, thank you. Okay, one second, I promise I can hear Okay, there we go. Pure Love by Magna Carta. A little bit, I feel like, straightforward, perhaps, once the song is going on, but still very fun. I feel like it would be, it's very fun in a set. You know, very good drop, too. Very just, like, old school dancey, I feel like. Very fun. All right, I've got one more that I want to play here. And, again, kind of a switch up, a little bit smoother. And it transitions right out of a song off of this album, too. This is the K1 album by K-Mo. Came out in 2025, about last year, almost exactly at this time. It was on June 6th. But I just found it recently. I've been listening to it a little bit, especially while I was just, like, working, because I feel like it's a little bit smoother, easier to listen to, and, like, keep your thoughts in order, I suppose. But I really, really like this song. I feel like a lot of this album is about, like, coming to terms with, like, yourself and trying to, like, actualize yourself, I suppose. And this song is a little bit more, like, kind of harrowing in that sense. It's called Bloodbath, parentheses, Dance. And it feels very, like, I don't know, just kind of, like, melancholic, groovy. And I like the idea of, like not having it all together, but still kind of just finding a groove, finding a rhythm, and dancing through it. And yeah, I don't know. That's kind of what this song made me think of. I think it's also a very easy loop. It's a very cool groove. Something that, if you're familiar with some of K-Mo's other tracks, might catch you a little bit off guard, because I feel like they're a little bit more energetic and, like, you know, digital glitchy and stuff. This one feels a little bit more emphasis on just really, really smooth percussion, in my opinion. But really fun track, and I think it'll be a fun one to kind of end the show with here, a little bit chiller, take us off the airwaves. So thanks for tuning in and staying a little bit later this time. Glad to be back. I think I'll be here next week as well, and then the next week, and then maybe not the next one. I'm not super sure. I'm all over the place. I'm going to New York again in a little bit to go see Underscores, and then I'm coming back to see Underscores the next day in Boston. So we'll figure that one out. But I think I'll be here for the show on Tuesday. Just maybe a little tired. We'll see. But thanks for tuning in. This is Bloodbath Dance by K-Mo. Have a good night. Thanks for listening. Love you. Sweet dreams. All that jazz. Catch you next time.
Smaller, I'm feeling so much older. I'll change my mind tomorrow.
Saturday, June 6th. Tune in to 91.5 WMFM. June 6th. Tune in to 91.5 WMFO and Bumblebee Radio for Live Day. 6 hours of live music on the radio featuring Ruby Grove.
Maybe it's time to get rid of those nightmares.
Taking up your time.
The Satch Karens Band.
Just don't know what to do with yourself now, do you?
Kit Orion. WMFO Live Day, Saturday, June 6th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on 91.5 WMFO in the Boston area and everywhere on BumblebeeRadio.com.
Yeah.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Oh,
Saturday, June 6th. Tune in to 91.5 WMFO and Bumblebee Radio for Live Day. 6 hours of live music on the radio featuring Ruby Grove.
Maybe it's time to get rid of those nightmares.
Taking up your time.
The Satch Karens Band.
Just don't know what to do with yourself now, do you?
Kit Orion. WMFO Live Day, Saturday, June 6th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on 91.5 WMFO in the Boston area and everywhere on BumblebeeRadio.com.
Seeing the future. say, like I say, like I say, I run away. Some more precious time, I can never lose. It's a state of mind, no, it's coming up. Like I say, like I say, like I say, she run away. Cause I won't cross this line, I could really lose you in time to time. No, it's coming through my speaker, yeah, it's coming through my bedroom. Thank you.